Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Dmitry Yang. He's the author of The Catastrophic Mindset. Dmitry, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into your book, I'm a very, very, very curious person, and I always like to learn. I saw that you volunteered at a neurological institute. I'm curious, were there any stories of patients that really stuck in your mind that taught you something about life?
Yeah. So as I was going through the hospital once, there was a mother with her daughter, and her daughter only had a week to live. So then I was kind of speaking to the mother, and it was very sad because, of course, she knew her daughter only had a week to live. And that really just kind of taught me like the value of life and like how anything can just happen to anyone.
Yeah. How old was her daughter?
I believe her daughter was like in her 20s, so not much older than I am, actually.
And how do you feel the mom? Did you even have a chance to talk to the mom? Do you feel the mom was at peace, or it was just pretty much just super heartbreaking?
While she was talking to me, like, obviously she was heartbroken, but like she didn't really show that she was heartbroken. She just kind of was like rambling on to me, and I feel like she was kind of like at shock at the moment.
Yeah. It's just a reminder. No one's ever guaranteed another day. It doesn't matter whether you're 20, 30, 50, or 80. And that's a great story to share, Dmitry. So this book, let's talk about this book. First of all, the title is a very, very bold and just in your face title. So what is that? Why did you choose to call it The Catastrophic Mindset?
So originally I was actually thinking of naming my book The Resilient Entrepreneur, but I realized like the stories in my book, they're not only relevant to just entrepreneurs, but they're relevant to kind of anyone going through difficulties and struggles. So I decided to name it The Catastrophic Mindset because I talk about kind of the mindset needed to overcome catastrophes.
And so how many stories do you have in your book?
I guess the stories from entrepreneurs, I have around 20 stories in total, both from research and interviews.
Interesting. Talk to us about some of these stories that you chose to share.
So one of the stories I did is of Elon Musk. So I guess usually when we think of these big entrepreneurs and like people like Elon Musk, we only hear about their the positive stories. But Elon Musk, he actually had to make a major decision back in the day that could have caused the failure of both SpaceX and Tesla. Both companies were kind of like all on the brink of failure, and he had to choose whether he should invest in one and the other would certainly die, or he had to like invest in both of them, and both had a pretty good chance of dying. So he ended up making the decision to invest in both of them. He took that risk, and as we know today, it paid off very well.
Yeah, and what people don't realize about Elon, I actually met Elon, I've interviewed Elon before. I met his mom, I met his brother. And if you get to read his book by Ashley Vance, we often know about, yes, he comes to Canada and then goes to University of Pennsylvania and the East Coast and comes out to California and gets into this PhD program at Stanford and drops out in a few days. Mm-hmm. And then ends up creating Zip2 with his brother, sells it for hundreds of millions of dollars, makes tens of millions of dollars. Then he gets into PayPal and makes 1 point something billion there, at least sells it, didn't make that. And then he creates Tesla. But if you look at his story, going back to your catastrophe, he grew up in South Africa, had a very challenging relationship with his father, was bullied in school because he was a snarky, wise guy kid. And he would get bullied so bad that some of his classmates literally kicked him down a stairwell during junior high school. And he had to be hospitalized. And then when he comes to Canada, he didn't really know any people. So he would be working all these odd jobs. But my point is, it's very easy to look at Elon and look at his success. He's now the second richest person in the world, just surpassed Bill Gates. But I like your title of saying it's a catastrophic mindset, because the glamour of entrepreneurship is like Hollywood. It is there. It is real. I've been there. I love going to those parties. But the catastrophe is also there. So I love that title. And do you feel that has helped you become more mindful of being an entrepreneur? Or what do you think it's helped you? Or what do you hope that your readers will get from your book?
Yeah, I definitely feel like for myself, my book is almost like, the lessons are almost like a reflection of my journey writing the book. So at the beginning of summer, after COVID hit, I was supposed to do an internship over the summer, like most pre-med students are supposed to do. But unfortunately, that got canceled because of COVID. So I kind of, it would have been a very negative thing, but I kind of turned it around into writing this book. And that's kind of like a big theme I talk about in my book, is turning these catastrophic moments, these failures, into something positive.
So can you share other stories that maybe aren't as prominent as Elon Musk that some people might not know his or her name?
Yeah, so I interviewed a dentist from Minneapolis. His name is Dr. Ali. And basically he owns his own dental clinic, and his clinic tries to serve kind of the underprivileged kids who might not be able to afford dental insurance. And after COVID hit, he had to shut down his clinic due to the restrictions. But as he was about to open up, as restrictions were lifted, the riots and occurred in Minneapolis, the Black Lives Matter riots. And he watched from his phone, through the camera on his phone that was connected to the cameras in his clinic, as the rioters burnt down his clinic.
And what happened?
And well, currently he's still kind of working on reopening the clinic.
So you explain the catastrophes, but it's still a work in progress, or is there a silver lining?
He started kind of, I guess the lesson there was just to kind of keep having hope, keep pushing.
Yeah. No, sorry. And it's also like, again, so much of life isn't planned. We all try to plan things, but as Mike Tyson once said, everyone has a plan before they come in the ring, before I punch them in the face, you know? So we as a entrepreneurs, you get punched in your face every day. I mean, figuratively, obviously, but not literally. Mm-hmm. Any other stories, any female stories in there that you want to share?
Yeah. So I guess this next story, it's not really a story of failure, but I interviewed someone, her name was Caitlin Logg, and she had like a traditional kind of university education and poli sci, but after graduating, she kind of realized that this is not really what she wanted to do. And she started her own company. It's called 5280 Coffee Co. And throughout the interview, she kind of just talked to me a lot about like the difficulties of being a female entrepreneur. And like one of the things she told me was that a lot of times male entrepreneurs might try to kind of cross the line with her. Like, for example, when she was meeting someone for kind of a business meeting, as soon as she met the guy, he went in to give her a hug, and she kind of like took a step back and she was like, wait, this isn't right. This is like a business meeting, right? So she like stuck out her hand and like decided to shake it instead.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the reality is I was just watching an interview with Julie Sweet. She's the CEO of Accenture, one of the most powerful women in the world. And she literally said, there will be times where as a woman, it might not help your career, but when it does, then just make sure you stand out. So whether you're a man or woman, not to discount that it might be more challenging in certain fields, but as Julie Sweet, who literally is one of the most successful female entrepreneurs in the world, she says, look, stand out wherever you are. And in your case, you're standing out with your book. My final question is, what do you hope that your readers learn from your book? What's the main theme, main emotion that you feel that they might want to feel when they read your book?
Yeah, I feel like I want my readers to learn that like when they're facing catastrophes, or when catastrophes occur, not to think of it necessarily as something super negative. Like even if they do fail in some aspect of their life, it's not the end of the world, and that they should be learning the lessons from these failures to move on and do better in the future. So like they should not be afraid to face these catastrophes. They should actually want to face it head on. That way they can learn from it, even if it doesn't go the right way.
That's great advice, Dimitri. Thank you so much for being on a podcast. How can our guests connect with you and read your book?
They can connect with me on LinkedIn, Dimitri Yang, and I'm currently doing a crowdfunding campaign to raise the funds for publication, which I can send you a link afterwards.
Great. Thanks so much, Dimitri. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.